What did those seven magnificent seven states do yesterday? They told creepy, sleepy, lying, pinko commie in bed with the Chi-Coms, totally compromised with his son and his brother, Joe Biden, we don't think you're going to be president. At the end of the day, that's what the Magnificent Seven basically said in a nutshell. If you want a summary of it, we do not believe Biden should be and is going to be president. So we're sending Republican electors to the U.S. Congress meeting of the electors and the Electoral College, because by the time those votes actually had to be counted and certified, and Congress got to go like, well, we got to inaugurate somebody on January the 20th, those votes can then be assigned to their proper place, President Donald John Trump. Now, let me draw your attention to a couple of facts that Kyle Griffin and the rest of the blue checkmark Never Trump fake conservatives are never going to tell you on Twitter, social media, or TV news. Biden hasn't won anything. Look at the map that's in the chat room, and you'll see that currently, thanks to the Magnificent Seven, Trump has, if you look at the totals, 232 electoral votes. Biden only has 222. He could just as easily last night have been Trump out there declaring victory and saying that I won. I won, Joe. I won. You need to concede before all your fraudulent buddies get sucked under and all of you go to jail. By the by, speaking of going to jail and being sucked under, big news yesterday, no surprise to many of us, but Attorney General William Barr, hey gong, G-O-N-G gong. And new acting Attorney General actually has recently penned an editorial about guess what topic? Foreign interference in American elections. Well, you, I can assure you, you'll never be a member here. So, what do the alternate electors mean? Well, there's a bunch of misinformed A-hats. There was a woman, I couldn't find the tweet. I thought I had retweeted it or tweeted a couple of hysterical crying, laughing so hard. Emojis at it, but apparently I didn't. But she goes, Article 2, Section 2 says that hats on Twitter get to decide who the electors of the several states are. Just kidding. That's not what it says. It actually says the state legislatures, so you hats can just shut up. Oh, but last night they were popping the champagne corks. They were dancing and eating Popeye's fried chicken in the streets. They were living it and yucking it up. Yeah, we got our boy in there. You ain't got nothing. You got nothing. Again, look at that graph. It's in the chat room of the actual electoral state tally as it stands, 232 to 222 Trump with 84 stuck in the middle. What are the 84? Those are the electoral votes from the seven magnificent seven. Now, let me just take it back to 1801. Early in 1801, when president of the Senate, Jefferson, was presiding, because he was Adams's vice president, was presiding over the Senate, and they were counting the electoral votes. When the Georgia votes came up to be counted, and the envelope was handed to President of the Senate, Jefferson, at the time, and when Jefferson opened, ultimately, when he opened the votes, what what was contained inside were actually two sets of electors. One set of electors for him and one set of electors for John Jay, I believe it was. But Jefferson, in his craftiness, read that he had won Georgia. Now, there was no way for Jefferson to have known that there was an emissary, envoy, message carrier, whatever, who was on his way to Mordor to with an envelope that actually had the actual certified Georgia from the Georgia legislature electors, and they were for him. So even though he kind of cheated and proclaimed himself president, he really didn't. He just got lucky because Georgia ultimately did go for him. But the point to remember is, and this happened many times, or has happened many times, is that states can send a pair of electors. This is how this works. President of the Senate, Mike Pence, can go, I hear great things about investigations and lawsuits and criminal prosecutions going on in Georgia, and we now know that there are more than enough votes that have been thrown out as a result of criminal prosecutions for voter fraud, and that President Trump won the state. So I read these electors, and these are for Trump. Do the same thing with Pennsylvania, Michigan. I haven't even gotten into the Ramslands report. Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. And it ultimately becomes a Trump landslide blowout. What are the blue check marks going to do? What are the never Trump blue check marks going to do besides reaching into their wives' personal hygiene closets and removing panty liners that they currently need? What are they going to do when they have to write and say in January, late January of next year, President Trump? Because that's what this is ultimately going to produce, is a President Trump. Here is an inside take on how the criminal prosecutions and the forensic data is going to be gathered that's going to substantiate Trump's election or re-election and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden and his Democrat cohorts were guilty of an attempted coup. I think this is a big part of this. I think these people need to be strung up. I think they need to be tried for actual treason, making war against them. They need to go in front of Georgia. If there are any judges out there that are left that are honest, and I think they need to be prosecuted. My name is Russell James Ramsland Jr., and I am a resident of Dallas County, Texas. Begins the forensic data report from Allied Security Operations Group. I hold an MBA from Harvard University and a political science degree from Duke University. I have worked with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, among other organizations, and have run businesses all over the world, many of which are highly technical in nature. I have served on technical government panels. I am part of the management team of Allied Security Operations, LLC. ASOG, for short, is a group of globally engaged professionals who come from various disciplines to include Department of Defense, Secret Service, Department of Homeland and Security, Central Intelligence Agency. It provides a range of SOCORAT services, but has a particular emphasis on cybersecurity, open source investigation, and penetration testing of networks. Basically, that's what Junk Bond does. Greg Carpenter. Penetration testing. Can I hack this guy's system? And if I can, here's what you need to do so that somebody can't actually come in and do this for reals. We employ a wide variety of cyber and forensic analysts. We have patents pending in a variety of applications to supervisory control and data acquisition, protection, and safe browsing solutions for the deep and dark web. Whatever that is. For this report, I have relied on these experts and resources. And then section two, he gives the preliminary purpose and preliminary conclusions. The purpose of this forensic audit is to test the integrity of Dominion voting system and how it performed in Antrim County, Michigan, for the 2020 election. Now listen to this. We conclude that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Again, we conclude. The system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots are then transferred for adjudication. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail. This leads to voter or election fraud. Based on our study, we conclude that the Dominion voting system should not be used in Michigan. We further conclude that the results of Antrim County should not have been certified. The following is the breakdown of the votes tabulated for the 2020 election in Antrim County, showing different dates for the tabulation of the exact same votes. Okay? You get November the 3rd. A total votes for 12,423. Of that total votes cast, 16,047.